Today is Friday, September 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So as I'm recording, you know, I hesitate to say this because it feels like my life is chock full of, well, I'm a very blessed individual. I mean, I make a good living and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Now, I will say, I feel like a lot of that has come from hard work and good planning on my part. I did go through some, you know, irresponsible years, and occasionally I can make irresponsible choices, even now. Like, I probably shouldn't have bought the Microsoft Surface Duo or whatever it is, because did I really need that? Probably not. I could have put that money in a high-yield bond or something and, you know, made some money on it or whatever. So, I mean, that might have been an irresponsible decision. But I've made enough good decisions that I've, you know, built up a good 401k and a good savings account and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, regardless, I've been very blessed. And part of it, I'm sure, is white privilege and the fact that I'm a man and all that good stuff. So I'm not overlooking that either. But, you know, I've been blessed in life. And, but I seem to get in these unlucky situations where, like, you know, and maybe these are just normal. Maybe these are normal everyday situations that everyone deals with. And I don't listen to 5 million other personal journal podcasts. So maybe maybe you guys are listening to all these personal journal podcasts and we're all having similar issues. And you're going, oh my God, people, you're not any different than Susie. You know, Susie the lezzy geek or something. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, you know, this is a brand new house and we love the house. I mean, we really love it. But there are a couple of things that are just, you know, unlucky. And one of them is our AC unit, you know, has decided to continue to give us problems. And I know the first problem where it was rusty and sparks flew out of it and nearly killed the AC guy who came over here because there was water dripping and causing it to rust. And, you know, my brother and my mom said, no, you need to require them to replace the entire unit. And, you know, I'm not a confrontational person. I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. And then about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, I'm not even sure if I said it on here, but the AC upstairs, it thought it was on. Like, the thermostat thought the fan was running, but it wasn't running. And so it got up to like 88 degrees up here because I'm upstairs. The studio is upstairs. And I called the AC guy. He came over 5 minutes before he got here. Magically, the AC started working. Now, it was still in the 80s up here, so I'm sure, hopefully he believed me that I wasn't lying. And he's like, well, if it happens again, give me a call. Well, sure enough, Mark and I went out today, and we went out for about an hour and a half. We got back, and he's like, man, it's kind of warm downstairs. Now, remember, the first time this happened, it was only the upstairs. There was no problem with the downstairs. So he looks at the thermostat, and it's not incredibly hot. In fact, some of you may keep your we like a cool house. We keep it on around 70, 71, something like that, right? So he goes and looks at the thermostat, and I believe it was like 77. And he's like, whoa, this, you know, it's hot, but it showed that it was on. Well, we stood on a chair, we put our hand up against the vent, nothing was coming out. So then we came upstairs, 85 degrees upstairs. So I called the AC guy, and I'm like, Jake, it happened again, but this time it's the downstairs and the upstairs. And wouldn't you know it, he says, oh man, I'm on my way out of town. Let me call and see if any of my guys are available to come over. Man, that is such bad luck that it happened on a holiday weekend like that. I mean, that's what he talks like. I know I have a southern accent, but you should hear this AC guy. Maine? Oh, man. That's such bad news. Anyway, regardless. So, y'all. And then I immediately called the builder and I'm like, look. I'm like, you know, I called the AC guy and I said, you know, he's not doing anything wrong necessarily. He was on his way out of town. He's trying to find someone to come over. But we have concerns about this air conditioning, because this will be the fourth time that he's had to come out. And the first time was because it was rusted so bad that another AC company questioned whether or not it was actually a new AC unit. I'm like, and we think we may have a lemon here. I mean, I'm like, look, I don't want to have to call you on a holiday weekend. I think we may need a new unit. We may need a new furnace, you know, because if this is going to keep breaking, I don't want to have to call you guys every 2 or 3 weeks, have somebody coming out here. He's like, well, let me call John and see blah, 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 you know, whatever. I don't even know who John is. So then Jake calls back and he says, oh, man, I didn't mean I was going to be out of town all weekend. You didn't have to call the build. He didn't say that, but that's basically what he was implying, that I didn't have to. Why did I call the builder? And so I'm like, look, I wasn't trying to get you in trouble. I'm like, the reason I called the builder is because he's the builder. We have a warranty on this AC unit and on the house, and we think we may need a new unit, because I don't want to have to keep calling you out here. And we've got a warranty right now, and we know that there have been a couple of different things wrong with this unit. And it's a brand new house. I'm like, it is ridiculous. So he's like, well, man, I'm going to be back in the morning. Anyway, so we're going to have to sweat it out tonight. I mean, luckily it is getting down into the 60s tonight, and I wasn't going to be an asshole. But he's going to come in the morning, and I don't know if he's going to replace it, but I kept saying over and over, I think we need a new unit. I think we need, you know, at least I'm proud of myself. At least I had the balls to say out loud that I think we need a new unit. You know, before I never said that before. Anyway, regardless, it is hot. I'm recording right now in the studio because I love you guys, but it's like 87 degrees up here. I'm sweating my balls off. But we already worked out, and so I'm going to shower immediately after this. And I guess I'm not going to cook tonight because, you know, I don't want to heat up the house. Again, luckily it's going to get into the 60s tonight. We'll open a window. Worst case scenario, my parents are out of town again, so we'll drive over to their house and spend the night in their guest bedroom or something. But anyway, so he's going to come in the morning, and I hope they're going to replace the whole dadgum thing. But if they don't, at least, you know, fix it. Whatever. But now I don't know. Last time it magically came back on by itself, I'm kind of hoping that does not happen. Because if it happens again, he's going to think I'm a big liar. Like, man, you keep calling me, and when I get there, it's working fine. You know? That would be ridiculous. If it comes back on in the middle of the night, he gets here in the morning, and it's perfectly, you know, it's 70 degrees in the house. Fans running, everything's perfect. I don't know. So I got up this morning, and Walmart stock had gone down a little bit, but I did some research, and all of these various financial market people are saying Walmart stock is currently a buy. So now I can't decide if I should sell now or wait and see if it goes back any, you know, goes up any further. But this is the highest it's ever been since I've worked for Walmart, like ever. When I started with Walmart, it was like $52 a share. Now it's up to like $143 a share. But on Tuesday, it was $147. So now I'm like in this dilemma. I'm like, oh, do I sell it now? Do I sell all of it? I talked to my stepdad yesterday, and he thinks I should sell all of it because I've got a certain number of shares that are vested, and I've got the same amount of shares that are unvested. And he said, you've got so much in Walmart right now, you should just sell all of your vested shares and put them into mutual funds, bonds, index funds, whatever, you know. But now I'm like, oh, the market's closed. So if I sell it now, does that mean I'm going to get exactly whatever price it is when market opens on Tuesday? Even if it goes down like in the middle of the night, Monday night or something? I don't know how this works. What if it goes down further and I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to sell it at that, because, you know, I could lose quite a bit of money. And found out that Baron Frosty is a CPA. Not Baron. Baron is not a CPA. Found out that Dean Barney is a CPA. And he's an expert at double entry, apparently. But he's a CPA in England, which is not going to be too helpful for someone living in the United States. So I don't know. I may sell my stock over the weekend. I mean, I've got a couple of days to make a decision because, again, the market doesn't open till Tuesday. So I'm still thinking about that. The only other thing of note that happened today is I called the pool place, the local. We have a couple of different, we have two or three different pool companies in town, but I called the most famous one, like the, you know, the most renowned pool place here in town. And oh my God, they are on a, they have like a waiting list. They can't even come out to do an estimate for an in-ground pool until mid-November or something like that, because they're so far backed up on estimates because everyone during COVID apparently wants a pool. I don't know what's going on here. And then even after that, let's say we decide, yep, we're going to get a pool. They can't start building until 12 months later. So that means I can't even start a build on a pool with this company until December of next year. I could be dead by then. She's like, yeah, usually it's just, she's like, usually you could come in here in February and have a pool by spring or summer. She's like, but we are so far, like we have so many people wanting pools right now. And she said all the companies in town are the same, at least a year wait. If not, she said, I heard there's one company that has a 2-year wait. So then I'm like, well, you know, I was originally considering getting a hot tub, but I thought I don't love the way they look. And so that's why I was thinking doing a pool and hot tub in ground would look better. And she said, well, in Arkansas, because it gets so cold in the winter, she's like, a lot of people don't really like having an in-ground hot tub because they close their pool for the winter, which means they turn off the filters and the heater and all that. And so they don't get to use it during the winter. And she's like, so most people in Arkansas do freestanding hot tubs. And she said, if you don't like the way it looks, we can build like a stone wall around it, like surround it so that it blends in and it doesn't look like a, you know, like a freestanding hot tub. So I'm like, oh, great. Well, you know, what are your options there? Well, we have a 30-week wait on new orders. She's like, but if you pick one that we've already ordered, we could have you one here as early as December. I'm like, oh my God, like I am impatient. I want it now. So anyway, we got all kinds of brochures and we're looking. I'm trying to look at saltwater. Also, saltwater is included in the medium to higher end hot tubs, so I should be covered there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Oh, yeah, Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Happy Labor Day.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.